Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everyone, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Luke Mathers. We got Brian Kelly over in the Waukesha studios as well. We're just troubleshooting something real quick here, and he'll be joining me shortly on the air. But folks, we got a big Tuesday afternoon of Wisconsin headlines to dive into, and we're going to be taking your calls, your texts, and your tangents, 844-967-2789. We got a pretty big update today. Expected yesterday, told that we were going to receive it yesterday, and we didn't. And so Brian and I got a little concerned that we were going to be blowing right past the deadline here for a third time. And I told Brian, three strikes and you're out. But I believe, Brian, we got you here. Brian,
yeah, we're here, man. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's great, because I can hear you and everything works out. That's how radio works, apparently.
It is. That is exactly how it works. So I'm glad to be joined by you, with you, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
It's a glorious Tuesday, especially on a Tuesday when you know that, you know, Gableman's getting himself a little bit of a smackdown.
Little bit of a smackdown is probably even a nice way to put it, because
he's getting more than a stern look.
He's been going for about 3.5 hours, just shy of 4 hours, I believe. They're wrapped up on recess right now, Brian. So they're currently not testifying before the Wisconsin Assembly's Elections and Campaigns Committee, which is where he's been for the last better part of this morning. Started giving testimony about 10 a.m. local here in Wisconsin time. And Brian, we've gotten a number of revealing updates so far from his reports and from the hearing that he's been testifying at for today.
What do we have going on?
Well, Brian, this isn't the final report.
Oh,
is correct.
What?
This is the second interim report.
Wait a second.
Gableman is, in fact, not concluded his report. This is just a update for the committee. We all were under the impression, Brian, I believe both Democrats and Republicans alike, that this was going to be the final report that Gableman was to give for this Republican-authorized $676,000 of taxpayer funds to review an election that took place about eight. We're approaching what, 17 months now?
We're getting to the point where we can go into the years. I know they go up to like 18 months in most toddler sizes, but if you start getting into the toddlers, 1 year, 2 years, so
right.
I think we can start with it. 24 months is kind of like, all right, we'll just call it 2 years.
Yeah.
So we're still in the, you know,
we are now closer to the next election.
Yeah.
We are closer to the next election than we are to the previous election, Brian, here in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, his report says that this isn't going to be the last one. It is an interim report, and he's going to be continuing his work, despite the fact that his contract expired back on December 31st. But really, the last written contract that we've seen between the Assembly and former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman expired back on October 31st. It was just apparently a verbal extension, Brian.
That's always good. It always helps with taxpayer dollars and somebody else's money when you have no at all receipts as to how it works.
And I'll give you a quote from Scott Bauer over at the AP, quoting Michael Gableman in the hearing today, Brian. Quote, "I'm going to keep going, whether anyone signs a contract or not."
Oh, okay. That, you do
so
that,
he man. Clarified, it, there is currently no contract for him beyond that December 31st verbal agreement that we are aware of.
What a vigilante you are.
Yes, he is. Folks, the party of Law and Order. Going on an unauthorized review of the 2020 election now. And Brian, we had a lot of guests yesterday on yesterday's show. We had callers chiming in with guesses from zero to a big giant binder beautifully bound by leather for how long this report was going to be.
I was completely wrong.
I was going to say, you and I got on up to it because we were wrong.
I was so wrong.
We thought it was going to be pretty short. It was going to be
I still don't think he did any of the work. I think it was some intern or somebody that he hired for less than anything.
Well, what else is that staff doing to get paid $21,000 a month on his payroll?
They're looking for the real killers, man.
They are. They are ghost hunters out on a mission to find some ghosts, Brian. And yeah, so the report was released this morning and 136 pages, Brian. It's
My
got
goodness.
A table of context.
Ooh.
It's got two appendixes.
Ooh.
Yes, and it has
appendices.
Multiple.
Ooh.
Is that how you pronounce? Is that the plural?
I don't know.
Of
I
that?
Just like to say appendices.
Appendices. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I think there's a C in there. Yeah, for sure.
But it wasn't quite bound by leather. But it was a pretty lengthy report, and Gableman and his team are, I believe, almost the way through it. I believe there's 12 or 13 chapters. I tried to dive into it as much as I could. Brian,
yeah, you read me the first, like, the at least the headlines of the...
I read the table of contents and outline. I read to you what all the chapter outlines were, and it kind of gets a little bit more and more deranged like
The beginning of it is rooted in, like, you can discount the rest of it if you're talking about poison of the... Fruit of the poison tree. Thank you. Basically, the beginning of it, the preamble, as it were, it pretty much just says we're a bunch of partisan hacks who are going to ignore 180 something other counties and just focus on the five.
Well, no, it's so they start the report on because again, this was the little seedling that this whole review was based on was that the illegal, they contest, quote-unquote, illegal funds that were given by the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which is funded in part by Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, that those grants were given to five Wisconsin cities, and that it was those five Wisconsin cities
what that... What were these grants used for, just to be clear?
To be able to administer an election in the midst of a COVID-19 pandemic, which was okay. The worst pandemic we've seen in 100 years, which is a century.
All right.
Yeah.
So, and was it just these five that got the grant?
Well, they actually touched on it a little bit, Brian, that it wasn't just these five, which was a little shocking. But this part of the hearing that I got to tune in for, they did admit to the fact because one of the Republican state representatives that asked the question was saying, well, weren't there other municipalities? And that's the important thing to note, Brian. More than 200 municipalities across the state receive funds from the Center for Tech and Civic Life.
Uh-huh.
But Gableman and Republicans really just want to focus on those big five. Because when you start looking at all the others, it's like, oh, that's kind of a lot of areas, you know, that didn't necessarily just vote for Joe Biden. There's some municipalities there that went for the former guy as well. And so maybe this isn't so questionable. Maybe
call me crazy, but part of our entire law system is based on the premise that the law must be applied equally to all parties or else there's, I don't know, what's the, your civil rights are being violated because it's not, you're not being treated equally under the law. And so when you do something like, I don't know, say isolate only five cities out of nearly 200 that got a grant money, that pretty much throws out pretty much everything you do from then on out.
Pretty
because
much.
That is a bunch of partisan crap. It's a pile of partisan crap.
Well, yes, that's where you're trying to hyper-focus on what you have a problem with and then not actually acknowledging the fact that more than 200 municipalities receive these funds and you're only focusing on the five Democratic-leaning cities that you, quote-unquote, that you want to refer to them as. And they kept calling them the Zuckerberg Five, Brian.
The Zuckerberg Five.
Mm-hmm. And so then from there, the report
that's what professional reporting does.
Yes.
Like professional investigation. They start off with biased terms
mm-hmm.
and continue on with the rest of the entire time.
A very serious investigation. A very serious investigation.
By serious investigators.
Yes.
We're professional.
Exactly. They don't know how elections are run. And quote, that is a quote from former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. He does not understand how elections work, but he again is tasked with this investigation, quote unquote, to find out how elections work. But the report, Brian, devolves into many other chapters beyond just the Zuckerberg Five, as Gableman likes to refer to them as. The report then goes into the nursing home criticism that the Racine County Sheriff brought up, and then it goes into even saying that January 6th, they almost try to just, and folks, I haven't read the entire report yet, so don't
how,
quote me.
How have you not digested it?
I haven't read all 136 pages yet since it dropped this morning, but essentially the vibe I'm getting is that they justified January 6th protests because the Congress shouldn't have even been looking into whether or not Wisconsin's electoral votes were solid, because it's the Wisconsin legislature that gets to determine how the state casts its electoral votes, not Congress. And
they
so
did.
And then it pretty much goes with the giant big hurrah, Brian, of justifying the decertification of the state's electoral vote in 2020, which has been pretty much the platform of State Representative Timothy Rantham in his run for governor, as well as we've got Jim Steinke, the majority leader in the state assembly, saying it's not legally possible. So not only are Democrats letting Gableman and Republicans like Rantham know that it's impossible to recall the state's 10 electoral votes from 2020, they are now trying to certify that in the report. With that's what Gableman's finding essentially wraps up saying.
My goodness, they are still in hearings right now, and we do have some Twitter updates as we go, so we're going to get into those as we go. Give us your call, 844-967-2789. I know other people are listening to this and paying attention on WSI as well. Give us your call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to us on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke.
Yeah, Brian, and we're also going to be joined by a fantastic guest at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We got Matt Rothschild coming by.
We got him.
Yes, he is going to be talking to us as well about the ramifications of this Gableman review. But folks, if you want to share your thoughts before we are joined by Matt Rothschild, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 101 FM, The Shaw in Waukesha. We're going to be right back. Just like